Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Burt Show.
If you got a friend group and there's just one person in there that doesn't get along with the latest member of that friend group, it can ruin the entire chemistry of the group, right?
It throws off the whole vibe. And so if someone comes in and it shakes things up, you might want to kick them out.
So Erin is on the phone with us right now. She called us and emailed us the other day and said that she's part of like this new friend group, and things seem to have been going fine, but all of a sudden, like, everybody's leaving her off of the group text. She hasn't been invited to anything. Am I missing anything?
No, I mean, it sounds like she thought that she was really gelling well with the group. They would hang out for 4 or 5 different weeks in a row, and she's like, hey, I really like these girls. They're so fun. And then all of a sudden, August leaves, and she's not getting the invite anymore, so she wants to know if she did anything to make them be turned off by her.
Yeah, and I mean, it doesn't matter the sex. It's hard to make friends when you're older and as an adult. And, you know, for women, I think it's especially hard. And so for her to have found this girlfriend group and feel like she, you know, got included, and then all of a sudden to feel excommunicated and cut off and ghosted and have no idea why, that would be perplexing, because she hasn't seen any of these girls or hung out with them since August. And then the girl she originally met, Amanda, has ghosted and hasn't come back to the restaurant or bar she works at. So she has no clue why she's not in the mix anymore.
All right, Erin, so we reached out to Amanda, our studio director Tommy did, and he'll give you exactly what she said here in just one second. But you can't pinpoint one conversation, any tension at all with any of the other girls in the group at all.
No, I promise, because like I've racked my brain, absolutely. And it kind of kills me when I hear people talk about being ghosted. And then they're like, no, I didn't do anything. And then the other person comes on and is like, yeah, you murdered somebody or something. And I'm like, I've been racking my brain. Like, did I do something? But no, I really, really cannot imagine what I did or said or I don't know. Nothing, honestly.
Well, I certainly hope you didn't murder somebody. Start with that.
That was a dramatic comparison, for sure.
Yeah, I kind of took it to extremes there.
Hey, Tommy, this is a lengthy conversation you had with Amanda.
Yes.
Would you like Abby or myself to play the part of Amanda?
You can play Amanda.
Okay.
And you probably won't like Amanda by the end of this.
Okay.
And it's not, and it's nothing that Erin did, but
it's just who she is.
You're not going to like the friend group by the end of this. So I reached out to Amanda. I explained, I'm calling from the Burt Show. Former friend of hers contacted us, was hoping we could get some info from her. And Amanda said, who's the friend? What kind of info would I even have? And I said, remember Erin. She worked at, and I put in the restaurant name. And she said, of course I do. Oh, wait, sorry, Chris.
No, you're going, you're fine.
Kristen as Amanda.
Of course I do.
And I'm like her already.
Well, she said that she hasn't seen you at the restaurant much. And she also said that she had enjoyed hanging out with a friend group over the summer.
Okay, but what info do I have that she would want?
Well, she is a bit curious as to why she stopped being included in your weekly girls' nights. She also was curious if the same reason may be why she hasn't seen you at the restaurant.
Oh, well, it's not intentional or anything. Life's just been busy, you know? And the girls' nights just kind of started to evolve into something else. You know, new places, different vibes.
Well, Erin is a bit curious why she wasn't included in the new places and different vibes. She's wondering if there's something she might have done or said to upset the group.
It's really nothing personal. We've just been into these upscale places lately. Mm-hmm. No hard feelings or anything, just different preferences.
I'm still not sure she would understand why she was no longer included. She really enjoyed hanging out with everyone.
I get it. It's just that sometimes the group dynamics shift, you know? People have different schedules, preferences, and all that.
Mm-hmm. I'm still not sure that explains much. It's fine if you all didn't enjoy hanging out with her. She's just hoping for some understanding about what she may have done or didn't do, etc.
All right, Erin, I need you to brace yourself, okay?
Okay. Ugh.
Tell Erin I appreciate her for reaching out. It's not personal, really. It's just the group can be a bit snobby sometimes. They like fancier places, and Erin didn't seem to really fit in with some of those places. Also, what? There were times she had to join us after work, and you know, she'd look a bit worn out, smelling like the restaurant. The girls just wanted a different group vibe than what Erin brought to the group. I'm sorry. I know that is awful.
Yeah, it is.
I just want to say grilled cheese smells awesome. So I said, got it. Erin just wanted to understand.
Yikes.
I feel bad, you know? I've known them for years, and they can be a bit judgmental. Erin got caught in the crossfire, and I should have handled it better. I'm sorry if it hurt her feelings. Maybe she'd want to hang out with just me sometime.
Yeah.
And I said, I'll extend the offer to her. Thanks, Amanda.
Okay. Yeah, so your thoughts before... I got a thought here, too. But what do you got? What are you thinking?
My jaw is on the ground. I work so hard, and I'm sorry if I smell like a restaurant and olive juice and bacon and grilled cheese and all of that. And oh my gosh, I'm so hurt. So I'm just not upscale enough for them.
Yeah, this is super crappy. And I will say this about Amanda also, and I really, really believe this, that you are a product of the five people that you hang out with most.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you look around at that group, and that is you. So if Amanda is hanging out with people like this that will not accept you because you're a hardworking woman and you've joined them late because you've gone to work straight to hang out with them and it's not at their level, I'm just going to draw the conclusion that she's one of them also. So I don't know how friendly you want to be with her.
Erin, do you even keep in contact with Amanda outside of this group? Like, do you have any kind of rapport with her, or were you just hanging out with her when you were with this group?
She'd come into where I work, and then she invited me only to the friend group. Like, we didn't hang out one-on-one.
Yeah, Erin, this girl doesn't sound like she's going to be a real friend for you, and I think it's better that you cut your losses now, because the last thing you want to do is get involved with someone who is going to be as heartless as she's already been to you once you guys actually get into a real friendship. So I think you're better off without her.
Yeah.
You know what? I mean, as much as this stings, because, you know, I'm just trying to work and, you know, keep the roof over my head. You're right. I don't need people like that. No. I don't want people like that. But it helps to really know what's going on. So I really appreciate.
Hey, and hang on the line because Abby started a new girl gang, and we can send you information about that.
Oh yeah, come hang out. We're going to get gelato next weekend.
Hey, Erin.
Deal.
I do want you to walk away from this not feeling really, really bad about this, and don't take it personally. This is not a you thing. This is the five crappy girls. Sometimes people suck, and because you're hardworking, and they feel like you're somehow, some way beneath you, that is not about you. That is their problem, and it is not your responsibility to take that opinion on. All right, you're awesome.
You guys are awesome. Thank you so much. Honestly, this all makes sense now. Okay.
Cut ties with them all. They are not better than you.
100%.
And I love the smell of bacon.
The Burt Show.